McKenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour here on K104. Jonna Spilbor, Carol Pesci, I'm Frankenberry, and we're back with another, I'm sure, to be fantastic show. Right, ladies?
Of course, because I think John is agitated. That always makes for a good show.
Oh, it does. It does. And, you know, though, for the audience out there, just to let you know, this is kind of, this is a little different. Carol and I are just going to have to roll with it. But Jonna being agitated is, that's rare.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see how it goes.
I know. I don't know. I can't even recognize myself today. You know, normally I'm just a ray of light and sunshine.
Exactly. You know, the first thing I think of when I think of Jonna Spilbor is, you know, peaches and cream.
Riding her little unicorn into her office.
Exactly. You know, sprinkling flower petals behind her and stardust.
Oh, right. With my teeth like extra big. Yeah. Yeah.
with little cartoon sparklies.
That's me. That's me. Well, actually, so, and that's separate, you know, because the smallest little thing can detract from my happiness. And and I can't, you know, that's the one thing that I do need to work on. However, I will say this, this was like an unintended theme of things that I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because earlier in the week, one of the things that agitated me was I was lying awake in bed at 3 a.m. as I am doing most nights, and I was sleep shopping. So I had on QVC per usual, and they flash a thing on the screen. Now, it's August, guys. It's August, meaning it's summer. We still have to get through all of fall before we get to winter, which is when Christmas will be here. Am I correct? Okay.
Yep.
So we have a whole season to get through first. But I'm watching QVC and they splash up on the screen a thing that says, countdown to Christmas. And I know. While I'm, you know, sweating.
Summer burglars.
It's just terrible, right? So now I get a little agitated about that. Now, that was just the other day. Well, fast forward, it must have put some sort of earworm in my head, because I'm scrolling through some stuff online like 2 days after that. And I see something and I say to myself, self, this would make a fantastic Christmas present for Carol and good friend of the show, Jeannie Kelly. Now, here's my dilemma. I know you do this all the time, Carol. You buy presents when you see a present that you think somebody's going to like. That's what you do. And I've saved this gift and I'm on the fence about buying it, because now I'm like, well, wait a minute. Since there is so much time between today and Christmas, what if I like something better in like October and I've already bought their Christmas presents in August? Do you see dilemma?
I know.
Carol.
Pick me.
Yes.
You buy it now and then you also buy me the other thing. Ding, 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 ding.
Carol's always got the answer.
Oh, that is smart.
But you know, you know, the one thing that should bother you is, though, Jonna, is that just a few days ago, you got annoyed with the Christmas thing being brought up in August.
But now you're ready to shop.
And yet 2 days later, you're hypocritically giving in and saying that would make a great Christmas present. See, it got to you. It's stuck in your head, like you said, some sort of headworm that said, now I got to think about Christmas.
That's not hypocritical. That is the brainwashing that is happening for those of us who wake up to QVC at 3 a.m.
That's like, right.
I may have a lawsuit here.
They opened up the rabbit hole and you fell right in, girlfriend.
Right into, especially when it has to do with shopping.
And, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned the Christmas thing because just earlier before I came on with you guys earlier in the week here, Randy, I could hear him doing a break during his show on WBPM. And while he was doing the break, he was talking about the fact that, and this is a month old now, that the Halloween pop-up stores are already there and places like Dunkin' Donuts are already shoving pumpkin spice down our throats.
No.
Yes. Well, they're already there. They're already thinking the pumpkin
it's
spice.
It's so gross.
But hang on, guys. Hang on. I mean, we are like very close to September. And once the month of September gets here, I'm okay with the pumpkins and the Halloween.
Yeah, but he said this was a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that Halloween store has been sitting in the plaza on Route 9 as I drive home for, it has to be a month now.
I saw that the other day. Has it been that long?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, you pass it too on your way to work.
Yeah, so fortunately, I haven't been in many stores lately, but I remember it must not have been last year, it was probably the year before, that I walked into a local, I think it was Michael's, like one of those craft stores or something, and it was July, and they had all the autumn decorations and pumpkins, and it made me so mad. It's like, you're stealing my season. And really, is anybody... Like, I do get, like, Christmas gifts throughout the year. You just kind of spot something, you grab it. But is anybody really in July when we're like, oh, vacation, summer, sand, picnics? Are you really thinking about your autumn decor? And are people buying?
It makes no sense. Not unless they're giving that away. I mean, you know. There are probably bins of candy corn that have a shelf life of 10 years. Like, don't shove it down my throat in July. Give me a break. Yeah, that is highly annoying. But back to me. So
sorry, we digressed away from the job.
Excuse me. All right.
But I think this is a sort of a holiday FOMO issue. I mean, seriously, because I'm not going to tell you what the gift is. I know for a fact that you and Jeannie Kelly would love it. And I know for a fact that, you know what? Maybe I'll just get them. And if something better comes along, I'll have a swap opportunity. Maybe I'll swap out.
Swap opportunity.
But you could also look at it this way, Jonna. If you get the two gifts now, that's something you can check off from the inside of your very, very cramped noggin of stuff. Nice. You can say they're covered. My two
for
best
two,
friends
two
are
Christmases
covered.
Christmases potentially too.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know, so now you don't have, now you can concentrate on other folks. And now the next gift you see, you're going to be thinking of your mom or you're going to be thinking of your dad because you've got your other two covered.
So I'll be able to get these two completely out of my head and move on down the list.
Gift-wise, yes. They'll still be in your head otherwise because they're your friends and stuff.
Sure, yes. You know what, Frankenberry? Sold. When we get done.
Order up.
I'm buying those gifts. That's right.
That's right. You just got to wait till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I do my best shopping. I swear to God. Sometimes I shop for stuff. Sometimes things arrive on my front porch and I'm like, what the hell did I buy this?
Yep.
And then sometimes I buy things and I get them and I forgot that they arrived. And I'm like, where is this darn order? And that's what happened. When you're not shopping between the hours of 9 and 5, when you're wide awake, full of coffee, you know, not half asleep, it's a problem.
I remember you ordered something one time that you suspect was some sort of piece of exercise equipment and you never figured out how to use it.
Yeah.
Because you forgot.
Threw that right out.
Yeah, wasn't that like that purple thing that was shaped like a number 8 and you couldn't figure out what to do with it?
Oh no. Oh. That's right. That's
shaped like an infinity sign?
It was, and it was made out of this weird rubber, like if you could harden slime, that was what it was made out of. Oh, Lordy. All right. So moving on to another sort of holiday thing, sort of involving another friend of the show and friend of ours, Deb Hanlon. Now, let me make this connection for you. Have you guys heard of the ghost detector app?
No.
No, I have not.
Well, well, well.
Oh, God.
You don't know what you're missing. So listen to this.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Yes, I do.
It turns out, so I was at my office and one of us here found this ghost, we're just calling it the ghost app at the office. And it's an app that you download on your phone and you can walk into any room and turn it on and it will or will not, which is almost the thing that gives it a little bit of credence, tell you whether there is a supernatural presence in the room.
Frank Bear, are you still in the room? Did you check out? Or are you still with us?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, thanks for hanging in. Continue.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Well, but listen, so we did it. We did it at the office.
Okay.
And so sure enough, you turn it on, you just walk around and then if there's a spirit in the room, it will show up on this app. Now, here's the problem. But this made me think of our good friend Deborah Hanlon, because she's an intuitive medium and she talks to dead people. When the app finds the presence of a ghost in the room, it will pop up an image of a ghost. And the ghost looks like somebody who should be playing guitar and smoking pot at Woodstock wearing a sheet. Right. So that's what threw me. So when I saw this ghost image on this app, I'm like, oh, forget it. This isn't a real ghost. This is just, somebody in Brooklyn wearing a sheet saying, take my picture. I'll look like a ghost. But what I think the app is trying to do is say, look, we can't obviously capture ghost images on your app. But this is just to let you know that we're feeling it and symbolizing the actual ghost, not being the actual ghost. And I'm wondering if we should contact Deborah Hanlon for a show in the not too distant future and ask her if these apps are real or if they're fake.
You're going to reach out to her and take her time to get that question answered. Let me save you some time. No.
Come on. How do you know that?
Look, I believe that there's the ability to communicate with someone's soul once they've passed on. I believe that there's more to us than the human body, but I do not believe that an app has the ability to tell you that there's one around.
I think you should download it and see for yourself. In case you're wondering, it's called the Ghost Detector Radar Simulator.
No.
No, seriously? They added the radar simulator part?
Guys, look, here's why I think it could work. Because sometimes it doesn't detect any ghosts at all. So if it were truly, truly fake, you'd have a ghost popping up every time you turn the darn thing on. Sometimes you're like, nope, no ghost today.
Frankberry, I'm going to let you go.
No, I'm just thinking of, Jonna turning this on and discovering that, Jerry Garcia is in the corner of her office.
Strumming away.
Exactly. Oh, that is some silly crap, Jonna Spillbore.
Jonna, please don't ever bring your phone with that app running into the bathroom, because you already have enough challenges there if anybody's within 100 feet of you.
I'm going to bring this app the next time we are actually out, and I'm going to make a believer out of you. Yes, I will. But wouldn't this be fun? Like, I think it is kind of a fun app if you just wanted to sit around and scare people like at a Halloween party. But I don't know. Deb Hanlon's pretty, I had to call her not too long ago because I had a mirror that was constantly, constantly shaking. And so I texted her and I'm like, look, I'm really sorry to bother you. And I know people normally pay for what you're about to do for me. But, and then I showed her a video And she got back to me and solved the whole problem. Yeah, she did.
What'd she say?
Well, she honed in on a loved one who had never lived in my house, but was trying to tell me something about my house.
Oh,
which totally, completely 100% made sense. And wouldn't you know it, the mirror stopped.
Wow.
You know what's, John, the funniest thing is it's like Deb is your, you know, your medium plumber. You know, you've got one on the line. You know, something goes wrong in your supernatural pipes and you got somebody to call.
You just created a TV show, Frank and Barry. This is something that should be on like Bravo. Your medium electrician or your medium carpenter.
We just need to figure out a different word for router. And then you can start singing, you know, the roto medium.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
This could work. I think we're on to something.
Yeah, another $1 million idea. Put it on a post-it note.
Oh God, we got so many. We have so many post-it notes full of $1 million ideas.
Whole wall covered.
And then you know what? It happens then. And then like all these open loops and all these ideas, they create stress and an anxiety for us. And then our immune system goes down and...
And then what?
Oh, pesky. I have to tell you, I love you, girlfriend. That one was a stretch.
Wait, can we eat the one? That one was so bad.
But even when they're bad, they're still good.
That's a good point.
Because it's stupid, stupid, funny.
That was so bad, we need a do-over. We got 1 minute. Come on, let's think of a do-over. Okay, Frank and Barry. Frank
and Barry. You're hijacking my sagu. All right, go. Go ahead. I'll let you see if you can come up with a better one. I'll sit quiet.
Okay.
Go.
All right. How about I just tell you, we were talking about when was the last time I went to the gym, and I'm just going to tell you that I'm old and out of shape.
Oh, Frankenberry, are you old and out of shape?
Yes, Jonna Spilbore. As a matter of fact, I am old and out of shape.
I wonder what could help you with that. Anything? I don't know. Gosh. Anything?
Carol?
I'm out. I gave you what I had, and you didn't like.
She Sagu blocked us.
Unbelievable blocker!
How dare you, Sagu, block you?
All right. So for realsies, one of our favorite people and has been on a show multiple times in the past is coming up after the break. We love her very much. Her name is Jennifer Cassetta, and she is a speaker, a self-defense expert, and a health and empowerment coach. And while we've had her talk to us about nutrition, we've had her talk to us about how to stay safe multiple times. She's always delivers with some great advice. We more specifically wanted to talk to her about how our nutrition can support our people who are stressed and our mental health, because seriously, stress reduces our immune system. What do we all need right now more than anything is a really strong immune system. So when we come back from the break, we will be talking with Jennifer Cassetta, and she's going to talk to us about how we can support our mental health with nutrition and probably some more goodies too. She's awesome.
All right. That is who we have on the way here for. So please stick around with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself for Jennifer Cassetta. And I'm hoping that Jennifer will make me feel better about, you know, being old and out of shape. We'll be right back.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's happy hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's happy hour with Jonna and Carol.
Welcome back again to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. And it is segment two. And of course, segment two is where we always talk to a fantastic guest. And today is no exception, right, Carol?
Not at all. One of our favorite people, Jennifer Cassetta. She, as I said before the break, she's a speaker, self-defense expert, health and empowerment coach. I'm just going to read a little bit from her bio, because she's just, she's literally like a very cool individual and a badass, and is helping people live healthier and safer. She's also somebody you want as your friend because she's a third degree black belt. Hapkido. Yeah, I'm glad that she likes us. She's got a health coaching certification from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and master's degree in nutrition. She created the Stilettos and Self-Defense Program and teaches women how to protect themselves no matter their height, weight, strength. She has traveled the world with VIP clients. She's been on the Today Show, The Doctors, Rachel Ray, The Real, Marie Osmond Show. You don't have it listed here because the show's not on anymore, but I know I've seen you on Bethany. Yes, we have awesome Jennifer Cassetta with us today. And she's going to be talking to us about what we can do physically to support our mental health during times of stress, which now is one of those times. So welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, you guys. I just love being here with you.
We love having you. So you got some work cut out for you with these two when we were waiting on break. Jennifer was asking us if we'd been away anywhere this summer, and Jonna admitted that she's gotten to the bottom of a few margarita glasses. That's as far as she's gone. And Frankenberry to a bottom of a Coors Light?
A Busch Light.
Only
the best
okay,
for me.
There you go. So talk to us, Jennifer. When we talk about our anxiety and supporting our mental health, we usually talk often about our self-talk or things we can do to affect what's going on in our mind. But you also come at it from a physical angle. So talk to us about what we can do.
Absolutely. I always go back to my martial arts training and everything that I teach. And one thing that I think is so fascinating is that in Eastern culture, in different philosophies, they have this thing called life force energy, right? I'm sure you've heard the words chi. Yeah, exactly. Ki, depending on the language and the philosophy, or even prana, if you're a yogi, you've heard these words before. But have you really thought about what that means, right? Your life force energy, the thing that really keeps us vibrant and vital and healthy. And here in the States, in Western culture, we don't even have a word for that, let alone think about it. And there they have all these systems where you can actually generate more chi, more life force energy, like Tai Chi, Qigong, again, things that we hear about, but we don't really think about on a daily basis. What we do have a word for is when all of that vital, beautiful life force energy is sucked away from us, and that's called burnout. And
that's so true. And that's something upside down right there too, that we all know what that half of it is, that side of it, but not the opposite.
Exactly. And it's a word that we're going to hear a lot more about. I mean, everyone kind of knew what it was pre-pandemic, but I think coming out of this, more and more people are realizing how burnt out they are, because they've just spent the last year and a half going full tilt, whether that's doing homeschooling for their kids and working full time, or just trying to get out of this somehow in one piece. So I just feel like many of us are on the edge of burnout, are burnt out, or just really could use some more chi in their lives.
100% agree. So how do we do that?
So many ways. So first, when you're trying to heal, I think of it like a healing thing. So if you're trying to heal anything, you first want to remove the things, or at least lessen the things in your life that are harming you. So first, I like to visualize like this energy bubble, right? We're all surrounded by this energy bubble. I picture mine this like beautiful, soft pink color. You can picture your bubble any way you like. Carol, yours is probably pink.
Yep.
Totally.
Sure.
With glitter or something. Jonna, do you have a color?
Black. Black is night. Black. Okay. With stab marks. Stabby black.
Okay. So that's black. Over the years, little pinholes, or in Jonna's case, stabbing holes, have been made in our little energy bubbles, and there's like energy leaking out slowly over time. Some may already be deflated. So identifying what those energy leaks are in your life can be really, really helpful. So there's
people. Oh, sorry.
People, places, and things. I mean, you nailed it. Yes. I mean, let's start there, obviously, because it struck a chord with you, Carol. What is it about people that drain your energy, Carol?
Well, it's not just people in general. I have learned, Jen, to, and it's funny you talk about visualizing the bubble. Jonna teases me all the time about living in Carol's big bubble world.
Yeah.
Because I am super selective about who gets my time, energy, and attention, whether that be a human direct interaction or who I listen to or read about or watch on social media or TV. Boom, mic drop.
I mean, you teach this section because that's exactly what we're talking about. Right? We ingest all these things.
Yes. Like you said,
we intake all of this stuff. So making sure there's a filter there for what we want instead of just being mindless. Like so many of us just, and I'm guilty of it too, walk through this life being mindless of what we ingest, what we take in our bodies, yep. what we take in our minds, what we take in our hearts. People, are there people in your lives that are just draining your energy from you? If there are, then setting boundaries is where you can start, right? Either creating distance from that person, not picking up the call, you know, their phone call every 5 seconds or not texting back right away. You know, right now we have kind of a great excuse to not see people if we don't want to. And that always, yeah,
that actually has been a great excuse for people. And I want to ask you something, because as you're speaking, I'm saying to myself, I bet you there are a lot of listeners who want to create a boundary between certain people in their lives, but either A, don't know how to do that, or B, think the only way you can do that is to completely cut somebody off. And I'm wondering if there are techniques where, you know, like on social media, when you don't want to unfriend somebody, but you don't want to see their crap anymore. So you like unfollow or you put them on a break for 30 days or whatever. Yeah. And then they don't pop up. Is there a way to do that in real life with people?
Mute them. Yeah. Mute for 30 days.
Jonna, the only way to do that is to end up in jail. So let's think of other ideas.
Okay, then.
Well, I think there is, it's a learned skill. I think I've gotten better at it in setting boundaries. And we're raised, especially not exclusively, but especially as women, to be polite, to be nice, to not hurt anybody's feelings. And when you use Jen's visualization of your life force, your energy, and these holes, and to realize that sometimes setting a boundary, saying no, or setting limitations is an act of love for you. It doesn't have to be against the other person. They may or may not like it, but when your intent and your purpose is there, and you know that's for your mental health and your physical health, then do it and let their response be what their response is.
I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Uh-oh, John is going to get mad now.
Of course not. No, who could have said it better than that? No one. I'm sorry.
See what you did, Jennifer?
I'm sorry. I don't know what I did.
Don't compliment me. Don't tell me I asked the greatest question or said the greatest thing, because it happens a wee bit.
Yeah, and what happens, Jennifer, is that Jonna gets just a little upset at Carol's brilliance.
Upset? I'm not upset. Excuse me while I collect all these butterflies spewing out of Carol's sphincter. Hang on, there's another one.
And for the audience out there, if you didn't think there was a way to work in the word sphincter, Jonna just got it. She just found that way. Nice.
Oh, God, Jen.
That was a great visual. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were you talking about? Bubbles and stuff again? I missed it.
Oh, Jesus.
So, should we move on to food?
Yes, please. My favorite subject.
Yeah, good. Okay. So, in the nutrition department, let's move on. So we covered people. And, you know, again, finding those energetic leaks. So things that we're ingesting, perhaps mindlessly, that over time, you know, again, drain us of our energy, our life force energy. So those things in buckets would be sugar, caffeine, alcohol, and comfort foods. Comfort foods.
I'm out.
I know. So here's the deal. Without being womp womp, all of these things can be a healthy part, right, of your nutrition plan, of your life. But again, it's that whole doing it mindlessly versus intentionally. Let's start with sugar, for example, right? It's so insidious. Sugar is everywhere.
Yep.
Especially if you're eating any kind of packaged and processed foods, it's hidden in breads and sauces, in our vitamins, for goodness sake.
Oh, no. Wow.
You know, I feel like when we have sugar, it should be like, okay, this is a treat. I want something sweet. I'm choosing this thing. I'm being intentional. Right. I'm being mindful about it. There's a reason behind it. I know how it's going to make me feel on the other side of this, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when you take your power back, right? Really, really being intentional about the things that you're ingesting.
Got it.
Something about sugar there. Anyone have a sugar addiction here or no?
I don't, thankfully. I don't either, but
nice.
Yeah, but I completely agree. Every couple of weeks, I'll go to this little creamery and enjoy the hell out of a twist cone with sprinkle. Nice. But it's like, you know, it's a thing, and it's like a venture. It's an event. Right. And then I put it down, and then I don't think about it again for another couple of weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys are the odd birds out there, because most Americans consume like pounds and pounds and pounds of sugar. I think it's like 40 pounds a year, something crazy.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just important to know why it drains your energy, right? It spikes your blood sugar. Immediately, the minute you even put something to your mouth, your body starts to produce insulin. So those spikes in insulin and blood sugar are a spike, obviously. So you feel good, and the pleasure center in your brain is lit up. Dopamine, right, is a feel good chemical. And that's like, yes, oh my God, this feels so good. I want more. And just like a drug, sugar acts in the brain the same way. So you have to have more and more each time to get the effect, right, of that sugar high. And that's why it can become addictive. So then after that spike, there's going to be a crash, whether that comes an hour, 2 hours later, depending on your body and your metabolism. And that's where people that already feel anxious or depressed or, you know, have any kind of mood disorder, that's going to worsen that mood disorder. So you're going to feel more anxious, more depressed during that low.
So sugar's like a trap. It's like a little sinkhole you step into, and like quicksand.
Completely.
And then that leads to many diseases long term, right? Too much sugar.
Absolutely. It causes inflammation in the body. And inflammation is really an underlying cause for lots of disease.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I'm sorry. There's a difference between processed sugar and sugar that comes naturally in fruit, right? Like, it's nothing wrong with having an orange or banana or fresh fruit, right?
Nothing wrong with fresh fruit. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it comes with all of the fiber that's going to help slow down that sugar spike, all of the enzymes to help you break it down. Whereas, you know, pure sugar just, again, lights up that center of your brain, the pleasure center of your brain, and really spikes your blood sugar.
So cutting back on sugar will help us increase our life force energy, boost our immune system, make us healthier, maybe even lose weight, all that, right?
Yes.
And you know what, Jennifer, as you bring up the whole sugar thing, you have just suddenly jogged my memory as to why I always feel guilty when I have my Hershey's drops in the afternoon. Because I remember this from the last time you were on with us. You know, and it's like in the back of my head, I take that Hershey drop. Part of me says, somebody told you not to do this, Steve.
Jen. Hang on. I never said not to do it. I just said do it intentionally, not mindlessly. Right.
Okay. Gotcha. And what are the other buckets besides sugar?
Caffeine, alcohol, and comfort foods. Caffeine is a tricky one because people think, well, it gives me energy, so why would I want to give that up? And I'm not saying, again, you have to give up caffeine altogether. But again, with this burnout cycle, people that are amped up on caffeine all day long are eventually going to wear out their adrenal glands. And adrenal glands are responsible for producing your stress hormones, right? So if you're in a constant state of fight or flight, which I'm sure, again, most of you out there have heard by now, that when you're stressed, your body goes into the sympathetic nervous system, or activates the sympathetic nervous system, which then sends messages to your body to produce these stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, or epinephrine, which are great if you needed to run fast, get out of the way of a moving car, or things like that. But if you're constantly living in that state, that is a really unhealthy place to be. And that's what can cause burnout over time. So caffeine stimulates those adrenal glands, right? So again, which is great for that first cup in the morning, you want to get your pep, or maybe later in the day and you're experiencing like a slump in your energy, you really need to get through this next few hours, so you have another cup of coffee. But when people, like I said, are drinking these venti, mocha, frappuccino, whatever's
all
day long, you know, they're just constantly amping themselves up, which is going to lead to burnout later on.
Can I tell you a little trick that I do sometimes? And this really works like a charm. Like I'll drink coffee in the morning, and I used to drink coffee all day long. And then I substituted either water or an apple. And I swear to God, it gives you more pep than a cup of coffee. Like you just feel, it's a different kind of pep. Like you don't get jittery or anything, but it energizes you and it works like a charm.
Yeah, I love that. My second cup of coffee, or urge for a second cup of coffee, will sometimes just be a cup of green tea instead. Just keep drinking water and hydrating. Cause again, coffee, also as a diuretic, so it's pulling water from your body. So you want to make sure you're drinking even more. But again, you'd be so surprised at how many people A, don't drink water, and B, just keep drinking coffee all day long. It amazes me.
I can't, I could never do that. But you know what? I used to have a thing for, I drank way too much Coca-Cola. And then one day I said to myself, what? I'm not going to do this anymore. And I replaced it with seltzer water. And because I realized all I wanted was the carbonation. Right. I just like the freaking bubbles. And I ended up losing 9 pounds.
Yeah.
And I ended up feeling 100% better.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. So Jonna Frankenberry, you said it, like on the other side of that, you realize you actually feel better when you're going to those things in the first place for that instant gratification. But over the long run, it really makes you feel like crap. And then let's talk about our favorite subject. This is actually how we all met, is alcohol.
This is how we all met. It is true too. Oh God.
It's true. They met my father in a wine store, essentially, right?
Well, yeah. When I had my wine brand, Happy Bitch Wines, which is since history, which is fine. It was good for when I did it. I was contributing to this mess, but I was doing a wine tasting and Jen's dad walked in and was like, you got to meet my daughter. You would love her. And oh my God, he was bragging her up and down. And I reached out and yeah, we had her on the show and we've been kind of distant friends since.
Yep. Yep. I love it. But again, so alcohol, I'm not demonizing it. I love to imbibe in it myself. And at the same time, I know if we're relying on it, that's when, you know, problems can set in. So, anyone want to talk about how alcohol affects them the next day?
It's worse now. When I was 20, I could survive on alcohol, 3 hours of sleep, and French fries and gravy, and I was good to go.
And give me a side order, give me a Dr. Pepper to go with it.
You know, that was good until about 30. Then 30, things started to change, and now that I'm 39, I have to take way, way better care of myself, and I can really only imbibe like a couple of glasses without feeling the effects the next day. Yeah. But I've grown used to it.
Yeah. That's good. I'm 39 as well. And
yes.
And things change. Absolutely. Our metabolism changes. Oh, actually, sorry, that's not true. There was a study that just came out on metabolism that I think it was they did a study of at least like 9,000 people, and they found that metabolism actually stays steady between 20 and 60 years old. So you can't use the excuse anymore that your metabolism is slowing down over time.
It's your choices. Okay. Yeah. So alcohol in moderation. Okay. When it becomes something you need to get by, and you're feeling like crap on a regular basis the next day, not healthy, not good for your life force.
Obviously. Right. Because it's obvious, but then again, you'd be surprised at how many clients I've had that come to me that drink a bottle of wine a night. And I'm like, okay, well, it's no wonder why the next day you're relying on coffee, because you're down, you're tired, your body is not going to sleep well. Alcohol disrupts sleep patterns. And a lot of times you might fall asleep right away and pass out, but you're not getting into that deep REM sleep. And sleep is obviously so important to feel good the next day, to regenerate cells, to clean the different organs overnight. So none of that is really happening as efficiently. And therefore you wake up feeling groggy, and that lasts all day. And you make, you know, terrible choices when it comes to food because you're hungover. I mean, it's just like this cycle that just continues. And all of a sudden you can't wait till 5 o'clock, you know, to
start it all over again.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's burst the final bubble. Let's talk about the last bucket.
Yeah. The last bucket is really just a catch-all for, you know, comfort foods. What do you rely on as your comfort food? What do you go to make yourself feel good, to light up that pleasure center in your brain? So for some people, again, it kind of falls in the same sugar bucket, sweets, but for some people, it's more like salty or carby, like pizza and pasta and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Chicken parm's my go-to.
Is it?
Mm. Oh yeah.
That's a good
comfort. Or a really good burger. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I will say this. So unfortunately I'm married to a guy who likes to cook and he's good at cooking.
Great.
That during the week, we eat a huge salad almost every night before we eat. And then dinner is fresh cooked food. It's a vegetable. It's typically chicken. And then the weekends, I'm more relaxed, but that balance works for me.
I mean, that sounds amazing. And I wish, again, I'm going to compliment you. you are the model for the clients that I have. So,
oh my God.
See, you did it again, Jennifer. Unbelievable.
Sorry.
But I can do better. I know I can do more. That
why though?
I could do more.
But why? Absolutely. It works for you.
Yeah. Oh no, here's how she could do more. Let's see. She could have a husband who likes to cook even more than he likes to cook. And she could have a salad that has a few more leaves of arugula and a fresher tomato.
Yeah. You can shop from the farms That's in the exactly area, right. The local farms. And mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do better, Carol.
No, I mean, because I'm being mild about what happens on the weekend, you know, because mm-hmm. what happens on the weekend is going to stay on the weekend. We're not going to talk about that here.
Okay.
But it's vastly different than what goes on.
Okay. Again, so I'm talking about the majority of people out there. Their comfort foods are usually going to be processed or even fast food, right? And the problem with most processed and fast foods, in addition to sugar and low quality ingredients, are going to be the oils, the processed oils, which are things like corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, all these oils that you'll read. Sometimes they're partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated. Those are like the worst of the worst. But even the other vegetable oils that you see in most packaged foods are going to be pro-inflammatory. They create more inflammation in the body. And those are really, really draining. And really, like I said, creating inflammation.
And reducing your immune system. I mean, that was the crux of why we wanted to talk to you today was, what can we actively do to support our mental health, our physical health, our immune system? in the way of nutritional habits. So, and I also, I love you for many reasons. And one of which is you're coming to the table and you're not preaching absolute. You're saying, look, here are some things you can do. I'm not going to take away your glass of wine or your cheat day or whatever it is. For many people, that's unrealistic. So somebody's listening today and they know they can make better choices. Some few simple things, you know, can you one night a week eat vegetarian or have a big salad and some fish, or can you start making small steps that contribute rather than saying, I need to radically give up everything that I love and rely on now?
I love it. And I'll give you the easy tips that I always start out with my clients. First and foremost, are you drinking water? Right? So start with your water, about half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that looks like about 100 ounces of water, which is about 3 liters. So it may sound like a lot to people out there, but work your way up and cut out all the sugar. Anything, don't drink anything that has added sugar in it or sugar. So just drinking water, your nice flavored seltzer waters for Frankenberry. Those are great too. Herbal teas, different teas, a cup of coffee here and there. That should pretty much be it when it comes to your liquids. The second thing that I always start with is breakfast. No matter what time you start your breakfast, because some people like to, you know, do intermittent fasting or this and that, whatever. The first meal of your day is your breaking the fast. So that's your breakfast. What's it going to be? Most people in this country, and to be honest, when I travel, a lot of other countries too do this, but they start with a heavy, high carbohydrate meal. Breads, bagels, cereals are the worst. Croissants, donuts, you name it, all of that stuff, all it's going to do is spike your blood sugar. So it sets you up on this roller coaster of you're going to be spiked and then crashed, and then you're going to need something else to get you back up. It also really doesn't have much nutritional value. All of these just, flour, essentially made of flour products. So having something in the morning that has protein, healthy fat, and a mixture of carbohydrates, then you're going to set your day up for success. There's actually studies that show people that eat a higher protein breakfast make better decisions throughout the day and can lose weight just by doing that.
Huh.
Yeah. And the protein doesn't have to come from meat. I don't mean like eat sausage and bacon every morning. I mean, maybe a plant-based protein shake. That's how I start my every single morning, is a smoothie where I have a plant-based protein powder, veggies, fruit, seeds, and nuts, and blend that all up in different flavors. Fabulous.
And granted, I make some good choices. I make others that are not, but when I make the good choices, I just feel so much brighter, especially the drinking water. Like when I'm feeling sluggish, that's typically my go-to first, like down a glass of cold water and, you feel better.
And when you feel better, you also feel better mentally, you feel more confident. I think it builds confidence because you start to trust yourself, right? When you constantly are making, I don't want to say bad choices, but choices that don't support your health, you stop trusting yourself.
Yeah.
And that's really where it can get dangerous and go into a downward spiral. So the more healthy choices you make, choices that support you, you could literally every time you sit down to a meal or before you choose what you're going to eat, say, is this going to support my health, both physical health and mental health, or is it not? And if it's not, then go for something that's going to be a better balance or support you physically.
That is a great piece of advice. Jennifer, we love talking with you. You always bring good energy, good attitude, great advice. Where can people follow you, learn more about what you have to offer that would benefit them?
Yes, absolutely. Mostly Instagram is my social media of choice, and that's at Jen Cassetta. Two N's, two S's, two T's. Otherwise, you can go to my website, jennifercassetta.com. You can sign up for my free confidence course. It's a 5-day confidence course where you just enter your email and you'll get an email a day for 5 days with a video and exercises that you can do to pump yourself up. Because don't we all need a little
confidence? Oh, I love it. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us again. We love having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you very much, Jennifer. Love and I appreciate you making me feel guilty.
That wasn't the point.
I'm just kidding. No, that was fantastic. So, and again, like Carol said, some fantastic advice. And I think our audience out there much appreciates it. So thank you for joining us again. And we've still got more to come here with Happy Hour. Jonna Spielborn, Carol Pesci, and myself. Segment number 3 is on the way. So please stick around. We'll be right back.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time here this morning on K104 to Happy Hour with Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Another one.
Nice.
Another one.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonna, say it.
Nailed it!
I think we did, though, that time.
Yeah, you did. I just like hearing Jonna say nailed it. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. It just does.
It's even funnier when we have not nailed it and she announces that we have.
Exactly.
Anywho.
So Jennifer Cassetta, she was great and some great advice. I hope everybody that caught her interview, took some notes.
Yeah, she keeps it real. And she's one of us. But more. And that's why we really love talking to her.
Yeah. And it's nice to hear, you know, somebody preaches to me, like, the only way you're ever going to be healthy is to go completely vegan. You know, I'm never, ever going to be healthy because, you know, there's certain things in my life that I enjoy that I'm not going to give up. But she comes at it with, okay, here are some changes you can make that will make you physically healthier, give you more life force energy, boost your immune system. I mean, this is exactly what we all need right now. And she comes at it saying, okay, drink more water. Can you cut back on the caffeine? I'm not telling you to cut it out. I'm not telling you to completely cut out the alcohol. Can you moderate it? The sugar, I'm not telling you can never to have it, but do it intentionally and not mindlessly. She's always got great advice. And if you missed that, we were talking to Jennifer Cassetta. Her website is jennifercassetta.com. And she is at Jen Cassetta, two N's, two S's, two T's on social media. But she's great. I love talking with her.
And also, you know, one of the things we didn't get to touch on is if people are listening, they're like, ugh, but I don't want to drink more water. And I like my sugary sodas. I can tell you from experience that if you just make those small shifts, you actually will 100% feel better.
Yeah.
And then almost becomes easier. Like even Frankenberry, when you were drinking all your sugary sodas, one day you must have woken up and felt like one giant kidney stone. And then you you replaced that, right? You looked in the mirror. You're like, wow, I'm a kidney stone. Replaced it with seltzer. And I bet you felt better probably within a few days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And believe me, when I tell you I drank a lot of Coca-Cola, when I did the overnights years ago up the street at a radio station there, I drank an entire 2-liter bottle every shift.
Oh my God.
And eventually I just, it was the headaches, and I don't do caffeine anymore. I gave up, you know, that was it for me on the caffeine and the seltzer water. I don't know. There's just something about it. It's fresh. And it kind of like Jennifer said, by drinking as much seltzer water as I do, I actually feel cleaner.
Yes. And you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also like belching. So it's the bubbles.
And there you have it.
Okay. There you go. All right. On Frankenberry belching with seltzer water, we're out. So Jonna Spielborn, Carol Pesci, and Happy Hour. We will be back again next week, as we always are. So please tune in then. And thank you for tuning in this morning. And have a good week. Please make it a safe one. Take care.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104Online.com.